crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia Discreet.
Oh, hello. It's been a minute. It's been a week, I guess.
It's been a week because we've been girls rocking.
Yeah.
Girls rocking in the rockin' free world.
Out. Yeah, go to the Kills Rock, give a little.
Give us some monies. It's good. It's great. It was very wholesome. But we're here to talk about words now.
We are here to talk about words. We are actually talking about rocks today. Rocks and chickens.
Rocks and chickens?
Yes.
Okay, I'm waiting for the connection between that and, like, etymology, but I'm excited.
We're talking about pool rooms.
Pool rooms.
So we're going to talk about the etymology of the word pool.
Pool like...
like the game?
So, partly the game.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one you swim in. The one that's, like, a collective stakes in a game. So, like, when you're playing poker, you put money into the pool.
Got you. Okay.
So why does the swimming pool not fit into this?
It's from a whole other route.
Swimming, it's so confusing, isn't it?
The swimming pool one is not super interesting. It's just like, you know.
Okay.
It's like Poland and, like, you know. And all the way back, it means, like, puddle, essentially.
Got you.
And then, yeah.
And then they're like, well, that's like a really little... big puddle. Let's call it a pool.
Yeah, exactly. But the exciting one is the thing for the collective stakes in a game.
Okay.
Which also now has come to mean, you know, any kind of collective, like you have a typing pool or something where everyone, like, throws in their things together. That's really recent. That's, like, early 20th century.
Okay.
Like, 1917. Kind of around about when we're getting people talk about, like, typing pools and carpools and things like that.
Oh, carpool.
Carpool. Mm. Love a carpool. But so the word pool comes from the French poulet.
Poulet.
From Old French. I can't pronounce any of this. But essentially it comes from a word for chicken.
Ah.
Yes. Pool. Poiler. This is really losing me all of my cred. And so there's been a suggestion that the reason that the word for chicken ends up meaning collective stakes in a game is because there's this medieval game called Jeu de la Poulet.
Jeu de la Poulet.
Now, what do you think you do in Jeu
do
de la Poulet?
Throw the chickens?
You don't throw the chickens.
I'm glad to hear that.
I was thinking of something else.
It's even worse.
Oh,
you throw things at chickens. You throw rocks at chickens.
I thought this was going to be like, no, don't worry. It was a very humane game. No.
The person who hits the chicken wins the prize. So they win the pool.
Oh,
that's
my
petanque,
God.
That's isn't it? But
but with a chicken.
With a chicken.
petanque, except if instead of a petanque ball, you hit a chicken.
Yeah, and it's moving.
Yeah.
Now, so you
and it's a rock.
You also get a connection between chickens and, like, steaks in Spanish, pola, and Walloon, paí. And I'm like, the issue I'm having. Now, let's come on a journey with me here for a second.
Step inside my mind palace.
The only place they ever talk about this stupid chicken rock throwing game is in etymology stuff.
What?
I tried to find out information about this game anywhere other than in etymology, where they all wryly say, well, it tells you a little bit about life in the Middle Ages, doesn't it? But it doesn't seem to exist anywhere else. And I'm extremely suspicious that this throwing rocks at chickens game was made up by smug etymologists who don't have any respect for the Middle Ages, because there are other chicken-based betting games in the Middle Ages.
Okay, can you give us some examples?
Well, I think my favorite one is there's one that it's kind of like a precursor to checkers, but it's like it has an asymmetrical gameplay. So it's called, in English it's usually called fox and geese, but in French it's renard et le poulet.
Hello, poulet.
And you move the chickens across
so
the board.
So one person has a bunch of pieces and they're all chickens, and the other person has one piece and it's the fox. And so the fox has to get all
of the... Do they play with real animals?
No, they're checkers.
Okay.
So you...
That's how
you let the fox loose.
So you just let the fox loose and it murders all the heads.
Yeah, like,
and then your family has no food.
And so you take turns moving your pieces, and the idea is that the fox is trying to eat all of the chickens without getting blocked in.
Crikey. So I see what you mean by asymmetrical gameplay.
And so this seems like quite an interesting, clever game that definitely goes back to the Middle Ages. Almost certainly had people betting on it.
Lots and everyone's of historical like, sources.
Oh, no, they just were throwing a rock at a chicken because people in the Middle Ages were really stupid. People have such... Sorry, this is a slight personal tangent.
Have we found one of your hills? Have we found your hill, the medieval hill?
People just don't respect the Middle Ages because in the Enlightenment they were like, I reckon people only started being smart a few years ago. Let's call it the Renaissance. Say it's the rebirth and say everyone before that was stupid. It's terrible. But anyway, so you will see a lot of people saying that there is this game where people throw rocks at chickens. If anyone can verify that for me, I'm happy to eat my hat on this.
Send us the resources.
But as
Send
far as I
references.
Can tell, the only references, and I even went on like French Wikipedia and I thought I thought I'd found it, but they were just talking about playing chicken. Like, you know, when you race two cars off a cliff.
Yeah.
So the table. Why is it called a pool table?
That's a table for the game pool.
So it's actually a table for the game billiards. It's a billiards table that you play billiards based games on, but they used to put them in the pool room.
Now the pool room, so this is, I thought the pool room was named after the pool table being put in there.
No.
Okay.
So, the pool room is called the pool room because it's the place for, like, in a horse racing establishment where you do the bets because it's where the pool is.
I feel like the decor and pool halls now make sense.
Yeah. It's all about, it's
so
all
I was always like, why do
gambling
they have all these
stuff?
Rugby names on the wall in the pool hall? But now it makes sense.
And so people would go to bet money on a horse, and while they were waiting for stuff to kick off, because, you know, horse racing is mostly sitting around and very little actually watching horses get, you know, bad things happen.
Munted.
They would play pool. They would play billiards, and so it got called a pool table because it was where you'd hang out with the pool in the pool room.
So
they only played, so they made a version of a game, because then there's like snooker, and that's not called pool, or is that called pool?
It's mostly called snooker, but the reason that we call it a pool table as well as what it's more properly called a billiards table is because of this.
Of pool.
Of
okay.
the pool
yeah.
room.
And it's made everything a little confusing.
Everything's turned on its head.
Yeah.
Somebody said, that's going straight to the pool room.
It's going straight to the pool room so that we can bet on it.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm also with you. I feel like the Middle Ages, the medieval era, is getting a bad rap from etymologists here. They had very clever chicken games, and they were...
They had really onto a chicken... Asymmetrical gameplay is only just coming back into vogue.
I also don't understand why... I'm thinking about how throwing rocks at a chicken doesn't seem like a very sensible thing to do if that is one of your major... food things. If you're like a medieval peasant and you've got maybe a chicken, couple of chickens if you're lucky.
You're like, let's chuck rocks at them.
Let's maybe kill my main food source here.
But isn't, then you eat it.
It's like...
Yeah, but you'd eat the eggs more probably because that's a renewable food, isn't it?
It's like if we did a coconut shy with all the studio equipment.
Terrible idea. You know, I'm with you, Amelia. I feel like justice for the medieval period here. Etymologists can eat it.
Oh, thank you,
I guess that's interesting.
Thank you very much for bringing us pool today.
I got slightly sidetracked in the middle, I'm sorry, but I feel like it was all useful information.
I'm really glad that game came about. I really enjoy pool.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah.
I suck at it, but it is a lot of fun.
I'm very bad.
Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.